Heather Leverage of Conservatory of the Ozarks. Now, Conservatory of the Ozarks is an organization that offers individualized fine arts instruction and music lessons to students of all ages and all levels of experience, including, as it says on the website, no experience at all. That's always nice for some people to not feel intimidated about getting into arts or getting instructed in the arts. And, of course, your faculty is degreed and experienced. Now, Conservatory of the Ozarks does like three or four public shows a year, and this is the annual summer talent show that we're mm-hmm. talking about here, and it is actually not until August the 2nd, but we have you here for a specific reason, and that is the fact that you're looking for talent for this talent show, and the deadline is Tuesday, the 22nd. All right, well, tell us about the summer show and what you're looking for and what people can expect to see from an audience point of view.
Well, we're really looking for four things. We're looking for talented performers who want to compete in the show.
All right.
We're looking for volunteers who want to help out at the event. We're looking for sponsors, you know, who want to help pay for the show in exchange for exposure. And the fourth thing is we're looking for local businesses who want to have a vendor booth in the vendor area. The way the show works is the performers each have a four-minute time slot to do their act, whether it's singing or dancing or magic tricks or whatever it is.
Comedy, they can do
anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's open to all ages. There's age divisions. Each performer has to bring a jar that they've decorated to match their act, and it has their name on it. And people can buy tokens to vote for their favorite performance, which is partly how we raise money through this event because it's a fundraiser for the Missouri Autism Report. The judging for the big trophy is American Idol style, if you want to call it that. We have a panel of judges, and they critique you verbally right there while you're on stage after your act is complete. And last year, we had a variety of types of acts, singing, dancing, magic. It was really, really fun to watch. And sometimes, you know, it's a long show, so sometimes there's a while between when you perform and when the awards happen. That's where the vendor booths come in, because if you're a five-year-old, you may not want to sit and watch the whole show quietly, you know. So you can go over to the vendor booths. Each vendor has to have a game, a free game with free prizes for the kids, and they each bring a raffle item, and people can buy tickets for the raffle items, and they'll be raffled off during the show.
Okay, now the show takes place again Saturday, August 2nd from 5 to 10 p.m. at the Fountain in Chesterfield Village, right next to Garbo's Pizzeria. That's at 2101 West Chesterfield Boulevard. In case of inclement weather, then you'll move down Republic Road to Wesley United Methodist Church.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and Garbo's is always really supportive. If people eat there, it's really great because that day they give us a portion of their proceeds towards the fundraiser.
Now, again, you're raising funds for an autism group. What is that exactly?
The Missouri Autism Report is a magazine put out by Dana Bush, and it goes out. It's free. It goes out to any family that has a family member with autism, and it lists resources in the community that they can use, and it's for our state.
So this, you're not raising money for the conservatory. You're raising money for the
Yes.
The
I think it's
magazine.
Important for our students to see that they can use their talents to help their community in an unselfish way.
When you do these talent shows where you have basically an open casting call, how many of your students come in to audition and get into the show, and how many come from outside the school and just from the general public, so to speak?
I mean, it varies by show, of course, but this one usually it might be like half and half. Mm. This one tends to have a lot of people, I think, from the outside. It's such a fun event, and it's outdoors, and it's kind of a special. There's not really anything else like it, I think. We usually have a acoustic grand piano outside on the stage, and it's a different event for this area, I think.
And again, the official entry deadline is next Tuesday, the 22nd, and there's a $5 late fee charged for late entries, but you'll probably accept entries practically up to August 2nd.
Yeah.
But you like to get them in as early as you can, of course, so you have an idea of a lineup for the evening.
Exactly.
Because it can get, well, it'll get pretty unwieldy anyway. Since you blocked off 5 hours for the whole thing, that should give people some idea of just the number of different acts that are going to be involved, that you're expecting to be involved.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, at some point we do have to kind of cut things off if it gets to a certain point, because we only have so many hours. But we have room right now, and we would love to have some more acts sign up. We have a really good variety of acts so far, and I'm really excited for the show. But what we don't have this year so far is any dancers, and I really wish we did, because last year having the dance acts was just so cool.
So
to
if you want to do a dance act for this talent show, by all means, email talentshow@cotomusicartdrama.com or go to cotomusicartdrama.com and click on quarterly performance events under the calendar tab, and you can find out more. You can find out how to audition. There's an audition form available on the website also. The phone number at Conservatory of the Ozarks is 592-1756. And you have, of course, an office in McDonald County, but your main office is right there in Chesterfield Village, basically right across the street from Garbo's.
Yeah. So, Oh, and Piano Craft this year is donating a beautiful 6-foot grand piano. So any piano acts will have a really nice instrument.
A nice instrument to play on. All right. Once again, you can call 592-1756. Now, what is admission for the general public that
admission
night?
Admission is free, and we would love to have any families come. They can enjoy the vendor booths. They can enjoy the show, and it's just free.
It's free, and you, if you want to vote for individual acts, you have to buy a token.
Mm-hmm. It's $1 per vote to vote for the favorite performer or to purchase a raffle ticket for any of the items that you are interested in winning.
All right. Again, cotomusicartdrama.com. Or email talentshow@cotomusicartdrama.com. That's Heather Leverich from Conservatory of the Ozarks. Their summer talent show takes place Saturday, August the 2nd, all evening at the Fountain, right next to Garbo's Pizzeria in Chesterfield Village, 2101 West Chesterfield Boulevard. And they're still looking for acts to get involved in this talent show, especially at this point, dancers, because they've had none audition or none sign up so far.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a dancer and want to be part of this talent show, they're asking you to sign up now. The deadline is the 22nd, next Tuesday.
And any businesses or community groups or churches that would like to have a booth, we could still put a few more in there, and that would be fun. The more games there are for the kids to play at the event, the more fun it is, and it's good.
All right, Heather, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.